Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Frankie Mattis. Today, I'll be talking about the utter debacle, the disgrace that was Game 5 of the Sixers and Raptors last night. What a disaster. What a complete and utter friggin' disaster. It seemed like this team, by the end of the second quarter, was just freelancing, doing their own thing, taking bad shots. Don't get me started on Greg Monroe's three-point shot. But it wasn't just him. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Joel took bad shots. Jimmy Butler took bad shots. It was a disgrace. And this is why people have a problem with Brett Brown. It's not because, you know, it's an easy scapegoat whenever the Sixers lose. No. When you have a starting lineup like you do, and it seems like they have no scheme, no plan, and it's basically somebody saying, hey, guys, go out there and do your thing. That's what it seems like with Brett Brown. That's why Philadelphia Sixers fans have a problem with Brett Brown. It seems like he's struck with fool's gold and basically just says, go out there and do your thing. There's just no scheme, no plan, just go out there and do your thing. And if you go and watch a team like the Warriors and a team like the Rockets, they have a plan. They have a scheme. They stick to it. They're methodical. It seems like the Sixers just throw out their five guys and say, do whatever the hell you want to do. And that's not how you run a team. That will work against Brooklyn. That will not work against Toronto. And it damn sure won't work against Milwaukee. So that's why we have a problem with Brett Brown. And as far as Joel Embiid is concerned, I mean, this guy literally just needs to shut down for the rest of the year. Because we are way too reliant on this guy. And if he's not going to be 100%, then we can't have him on the court. Because, you know, and Charles Barkley was spot on in his analysis. When he, you know, is out of energy, the team, you know, adopts that mentality. And they also don't have energy. He's taking the energy down and out of the team. And it's so true. And how do you not, with somebody as good as Joel Embiid, feed off of that? And I feel like his teammates feed off of, you know, what he does well. You saw that in Game 3. I mean, there's something to that. When you're that good, you're that larger than life, you know, he brings that energy. That's what makes Joel Embiid great. It's not just because he's very talented. It's because he has an energy to him. And people feed off of that. And when he doesn't have that energy, it's hard to you know, bring life into the team. And you saw that last night. And Ben Simmons wasn't great either. He was horrible. I mean, when they got it close early on in the second quarter, and he just, you know, makes a horrible decision, it just takes all the momentum out of the team. Even Brett Brown's rolling his eyes. I mean, to say that we're not ready would be an understatement. We are not ready to take it to the next level. We have two very, very extremely talented guys in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But both guys aren't ready. One guy can't shoot, and the other guy just can't stay healthy and can't take care of his body. You can't win like that. So as far as I'm concerned, this series is over. I mean, Joel's not 100%, and they feed off of Joel. How this can turn around in my eyes, I don't see it. It's done. So, you know, I'm already thinking about next year because there is a lot of decisions that have to be made. A lot. Do you max Jimmy Butler? Do you max Tobias Harris? Do you bring back J.J. Redick? Do you fire Brett Brown? What are we going to do about what are we going to do about our bench when we don't have a lot of money? Hell, are we going to be ahead of the curve and make a decision on who we build our team around, Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, and trade one of them this offseason? There is a lot of questions that have to be answered. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about who do you want to max? Do you want to max Jimmy? Do you want to max Tobias? And you would think he would max Jimmy because he's the better player. But I'm not so sure about that. And here's why. Personally, if I had to pick between Jimmy Butler and Tobias, and I can only keep one, I would keep Tobias. And here's why. First of all, Tobias is only getting better. Tobias is, you know, his best basketball days are ahead of him still. Jimmy Butler has peaked. And Jimmy Butler's 30. Tobias is 26. And, you know, Tobias can hit from three. He can get you 20. His defense is getting a little bit better. Like, there's room for improvement with Tobias's game as opposed to Jimmy, where, you know, I don't see him getting any better. And here's the thing about Jimmy, and I like Jimmy Butler a lot. And I wouldn't blame Jimmy for this. But if you're Jimmy Butler, and you are, you know, who you are, and Ben Simmons doesn't develop as a shooter, and he still is what he is this year, next year, and Joel can't manage his weight, and Joel keeps getting hurt, and Brett Brown's still there, and he's still a moron, you don't think Jimmy Butler's going to freak the fuck out? And I don't blame Jimmy to do that, because it's unacceptable. I don't think it's good for Jimmy Butler to be in Philadelphia because of this potential non-improvement from Joel and Ben Simmons. Mainly Ben Simmons as a player and Joel as, you know, an athlete, a mature athlete. It's not good for Jimmy Butler to be here. You don't think Jimmy Butler will freak out if Ben can't develop as a shooter, if Joel can't get healthier and manage his body, and Brett Brown's doing Brett Brown things. You don't think he's going to freak out. It's a recipe for disaster. But with Tobias, he still has room for growth. And you probably don't have to pay him as much. And he could build the rest of your team. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't think you bring back J.J. Redick. Listen, he's a great three-point shooter, but that's it. He is horrible. Horrible. Defensively. One of the worst defensive players I've ever seen in my lifetime. Horrible. I would absolutely upgrade J.J. Redick with Danny Green. A guy who's a better three-point shooter, 45.5% from threes this year. And he's a damn good defensive player. I would absolutely take Danny Green over J.J. Redick any day of the week. And then there's Brett Brown. What do you do with Brett Brown? I think you fire him. Because there's no game plan. It seems like he's saying, go out there and do your thing. And you cannot do that. Go watch the Rockets. Go watch the Warriors. They have a plan. They are methodical. The Sixers are not that. So there are a lot of changes that have to be made. And then what are we going to do about our bench? We don't have a lot of money. And the thing is, people like to say, trust the process, trust the process. You know, Sam Hinkie's, you know, gave this team all this capital. We don't have that capital anymore. That's done. That's gone. There is no more assets. Don't you understand that? We have to build with what we have now. So, you know, when you look at the two trades, right? Now I was all for trading for a superstar, whether it was Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris. The fact that you did it twice, the first time around, you're like, okay, fine. We gave up Rocco, we gave up Dario, that's fine. But we needed a star. We had a horrible offseason with the whole Colangelo debacle. That's something that needed to be done. But then we did it again. It's like, okay, great, we got a guy who can average 20 in Tobias Harris, but we got rid of Muscala, we got rid of Shamet, who turned out to be a huge player down the stretch for the Clippers. We have no assets. We have no bench. We have no money if we're going to give Tobias or Jimmy Butler a max deal. If you're the Sixers, you got to be like, hey guys, we have two stars in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons here. We also signed Tobias Harris. You want to win a championship? Come here, but you're going to have to take a pay cut. That's not a recipe for success. Because who are the Sixers to say that? As talented as they are, as much potential as they have, they can't get to the conference finals. You can do that if you're the Warriors. You could do that if you were LeBron, if you were the Cavs with LeBron James, or the Miami Heat with LeBron James. You can't do that with the Sixers. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And do you pull the trigger with trading either Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid? Now, I get it if you want to wait another. Like, for me, I mean, you have to keep Joel Embiid, because Joel Embiid is a much better player. And Ben Simmons, you know, you either can shoot or you can't. You can get better, but you kind of needed to have it, you know, throughout this whole time. So are you ahead of the curve and trade Ben Simmons to get more assets? Or do you have him play, you know, another year, potentially lose his value, and then trade him if he doesn't get better? So they have some answering to do, this team. And you know, they're still going to be a very good team in the East, but if they want to take this next step, they have to make a lot of decisions. And you know, the days of the process is over. There are no more assets, folks. There are none. So what say you, Elton Brand? Do you fire Brett Brown? What do you do? How do you rebound from this? Because this team is far too talented and has far too much potential to not get out of the second round. What say you? Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube. And, you know, hopefully I'll start doing this a little bit more often. But yeah, you know, I apologize for not doing it as often as I was doing it. But some things happened, and you know, but I'm back, and obviously I'm very fired up today, and you know, hopefully I can do this more often. So take care and have a great day.